Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, Eric. I saw on Instagram someone called Slutty Puffin. Slutty Puffin.
What the heck?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
A reliable source.
Yeah, Slutty Puffin. I saw on the internet someone called Slutty Puffin post the following. Has anyone checked on Pitbull during this pandemic? Going from Mr. Worldwide to Mr. Stay at Home has got to be a shock. After reading Slutty Puffin's post, I wondered if Whip knew, has Pitbull done anything this past year? Just wondering. Thanks, Allison. You know, Whip is a big fan of two things, Pitbull and BTS.
That's right. That's right.
Pitbull and BTS.
Hey, if they ever collabed, I might have to just like, you can't top that, right?
Get ready. That day, I think, is probably coming.
Yeah.
So do we know, well, really with any artist, do we know, did any artist do anything this past year? Very few, if it wasn't like a virtual event from their basement. That was about it, right?
Well, first off, I do remember Pitbull. He launched some kind of company of some kind that I saw him on like the Business Channel promoting, like a streaming service or something along those lines. Nikki might know more about that, maybe.
I cannot compete with your Pitbull knowledge. Right. I'm not even going to try.
Both of you are Mr. Worldwide.
Well, we can look that up. But one thing I know for sure, which is that a couple of weeks ago, I'm sitting there watching the rain-delayed Daytona 500, and they're trying to fill 5 hours of airtime. The next thing you know, they go to an interview with Pitbull, who's now a NASCAR owner and also was the guy who did the it's not gentlemen start your engines, it's drivers start your engines that day.
So Pitbull is a NASCAR owner now.
He's a NASCAR owner. He did the drivers start your engines and gave his little sound bite, his little his noise he makes.
In addition to being Mr. Worldwide.
That's right. So he's like multifaceted now, not just music.
Do we know, Nikki, from the music department, do we know, is there any plans this year for Pitbull to be back out on some kind of Pitbull tour?
Not that I know of.
No.
But I bet he'll release a song because it's like that's what everybody's been doing is, you know, in their home studios.
Hey, Whip, if you were to guess as a Pitbull guy, what would be the first thing once the pandemic ends that Pitbull would want to do?
Oh, man, get to the beach with as many bikini-clad women as possible, climbing all over them, I think.
No.
Okay, then what would be second?
I
think he wants to go to Vegas.
Well, what's he do when he gets there?
Go ahead.
No, what's he do, Whip?
I think he screams, make some noise.
Three things trending on Twitter right now. First of two checks we do on this each and every day, 7 a.m. and 9:30. Violetta, number three.
Drake is trending because he dropped a new EP called Scary Hours 2. It includes three new songs. He collabs with Rick Ross, and their new track, Lemon Pepper Freestyle, is trending.
Love that.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
It's National Employee Appreciation Day, so I'm sure bosses are celebrating their employees across the country because it's trending.
Obviously. Yes.
I don't know because it's not happening at the moment, but I see it on the internet.
Gotcha. Well, it's got to be true. And trending on Twitter, number one.
And of course, Bruno Mars is making a big splash this morning. His new song called Leave the Door Open. You just heard it here. You heard our analysis and the text. It's part of the Silk Sonic experience, whatever that means, with Anderson .Paak. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Great job.
Thank you. most people in their 20s and 30s don't have any idea who their neighbors are, and that's probably for a good reason based on what these people are saying. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who with the strangest neighbor? Hey, Dennis.
Hello.
Hi, your neighbor.
Yes. She leaves her front window blinds completely open at night, and she's on a rotation of... She's got a really big TV. She's on a rotation of Dr. Pimple Popper, foot surgery, and gymnastics.
Have you seen that Dr. Pimple Popper? They actually run a promo for that where the pimple's the size of a volleyball.
So gross.
I don't know how anybody... Mm-hmm. I can't even watch the promo.
Yeah.
It freaks me out so much.
Yeah. Oh, it just makes you so uncomfortable.
Who watches that for enjoyment?
People do. I don't get it either, but people do.
That is crazy. Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Strangest neighbor.
Yeah, he likes to make false police reports on his neighbors and has actually been arrested 6 times for doing so in the last 18 months.
Oh, wow.
So you have like your own cops episode next door.
Unfortunately, yes. 2 felonies and 4 misdemeanors.
Well,
ooh,
that helps the property values in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's the Ignore that one house. 312-233-1019. Hi there, Beth.
Hi, good morning.
Strangest neighbor?
Yes, they have 30 chicken planters that line their landscaping, as well as massive South Park stuffed animals as decor inside their house.
Chicken planters outside, South Park stuffed animals inside.
Correct.
Have you ever met them?
I have.
Uh-huh. And are they nice, normal people outwardly that you would never guess? Or do you know within the first 15 seconds of meeting them, you're like, these are chicken planter peoples?
I would say they're chicken planter people.
Okay. Kind of spot them a mile away.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to hear the one we just lost her, though, that the neighbor spends most of their time naked in the front window.
Oh, wow.
Dying to know if it's good naked or bad naked. More often than not, it would be bad naked, right?
Yeah,
good
probably.
Naked doesn't do that.
Like friends.
It was good naked? Swanee said it was good naked.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I really wanted to hear that story. Huh. Millennials are buying bigger homes, sometimes sight unseen. Who buys a house sight unseen? More on that in a second. Who buys anything sight unseen? All of these people do. Hey, Eric.
Good morning.
Purchased sight unseen.
Yeah, so we had gone into a store and tried out a Tempur-Pedic in the store, and it was, like, real expensive, like $5,000 plus.
Right.
We went online and found a knockoff for it at half the cost, and we just went ahead and bought it. It was a generic version, and it actually worked out pretty well.
Okay, yeah. So your mattress you bought sight unseen. I could maybe do that. I always think you might want to take that for a test drive, but you sort of did. But it wasn't used.
Correct.
No.
Does anybody buy, like, do you buy used mattresses?
I don't think so, but I have a Bob-a-pedic. Is that a Tempur-Pedic?
Oh. From Bob's Discount?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Bob-a-pedic.
Cool. Hi there, sight unseen, Sophia.
Hi. Yeah, I was looking for a certain type of Mercedes. I wanted the CLK 430 with the AMG package and certain rims.
Got
and
to.
I found it online, and I purchased it, and they shipped it to me on a flatbed and delivered it in the middle of the night. Crazy.
In the middle of the night. You bought it from, like, some guy named Joe in Nevada.
Sal.
Right?
In Colorado, from Colorado, but I guess not literally in the middle of the night. It was, like, 9 o'clock at night they finally delivered it. But, yeah, it was... They couldn't even fit the flatbed down my street. I had to meet them, like, on a side street somewhere.
Sounds like some kind of strange deal the cops should know about. Yeah, we don't actually want to come all the way to your house with this. Because why don't we meet in the alley down by the Shell station?
The keys are under a rock.
Exactly.
We'll roll the car out and we'll start it and we'll leave and the sack of money, leave that next to the jewel.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah, that sounds like it should be. Should be totally fine. Hey, Jen, sight unseen.
Hey, yeah, we bought a GMC Yukon from a car dealership downstate near St. Louis.
Did they also deliver it down the street in the middle of the night?
No, we didn't quite have that luxury. We met a couple of old retired guys at a parking lot at a hotel in Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
I handed them the check. They handed us the keys, and we drove it home.
We're going to need to see you at the Holiday Inn in Springfield. We'll be there. A couple of old guys. Just call them Sal and Joe. They'll be delivering the GMC Yukon.
And you better come alone.
Sight unseen. Hey, Chris.
Morning.
Sight unseen?
Sight unseen, a house.
You did buy a house. Sight unseen. Where?
Sight in Idaho.
They have the best ones there, sight unseen, I've heard.
Sight unseen, Sun Valley, Idaho, from Illinois to... Sun Valley, Idaho, sight unseen with four kids. My parents found it, sent some snapshots, and we moved.
Sounds like it went well.
Sent some snapshots.
You sound still a little rattled by the experience.
A little dazed, maybe. Yeah,
I get it. I would be, too. Totally get it. Hey there, Dave.
Hey, what's up, Eric? How you doing, man? I bought a house.
You also, was it also in Idaho, your parents, in the middle of the night?
No, it was in Joliet, but there was no model, no nothing. All it was based off the floor plans, and I was the very first house in the subdivision.
Gotcha. Ooh. You took a leap of faith.
Yep.
And how did it work out?
We've been there ever since 2006.
Look at that.
It's still going.
Sight unseen works. That's great. Got yourself a brand new house. Maybe get yourself a sight unseen GMC Yukon and then wrap it up with a Baba Pedic.
Yeah, it's a good song.
We got you. I want to go back real quickly, speaking of Justin Bieber, something I had mentioned before, and I just saw the story again, and maybe I'm the only one that doesn't think this is a big deal. Justin and Hailey Bieber admit that they used the same hairbrush. Where's the dun-dun-dun? Hold on. It would have had way more of an effect. They used the same hairbrush.
Is that big a deal?
I don't think that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, we have, like, sometimes our kid will grab ours. Or, no, I mean, what's your...
I think there's a difference between your kid grabbing something and using it and another adult. Like, because, you know, like your kid could spit in your mouth and you wouldn't care. It's your kid.
Yeah.
Right? Your kid, you got a baby, you hold up, it throws up. You're like, it's just my baby throwing up.
But not if that you enjoy it.
If your husband threw up on you, it's a whole different thing. Right?
But it's a hairbrush.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's not that big a deal, right?
It's not like touching anything weird. It's
but toothbrush would freak you out.
Yeah.
Do any couples share a toothbrush? 312-233-1019. Or as a couple, what do you share that is no big deal to you, but you know the outside world, if they knew, they'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, do you just have one set of underwear for the house? You wear it, he wears it. Just your standard unisex underwear for the house.
Yeah.
Just got a drawer of underwear, and you each just reach in there each morning and grab something. Does that happen? Do people have that? You share a toothbrush, hairbrush? Another survey says couples are more comfortable using the bathroom in front of each other thanks to quarantine.
Well, yeah.
That stuff's never scared me either.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
Sometimes I get a little shy, yeah. I'm like, you know.
So it is weird. You wouldn't do that. Is that weird, Nikki?
No. Team Eric, though.
Yeah. I mean, door opens fine, but like you don't have to be like staring at me.
Like, could you go in there? You know, you're getting ready in the morning, and he rolls in, and you know,
yeah.
And the two of you just chat while.
Oh yeah,
whatever. Right. Yeah,
that's normal, I guess.
All right, and when it comes to not being nearly as cleanly as you probably should be, in a dirty laundry survey, 30% of people only wash their bed sheets once a year.
Oh wow,
that's
no,
not possible.
No.
Well, it is for 30% of society.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to do it once a week.
Oh, so you're supposed to do a lot of things. 30% of people only wash their bed sheets once a year. 36% of people wash their blankets just once a year. Oh. Everybody has that one blanket they haven't washed in like 10 years.
Right, because you're afraid to.
Somewhere.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Everybody has that blanket, right? 18% of people wash their jeans once a year.
Mm. What?
About 2 in 10. Well, you know, you go to like places where you buy jeans. They'll tell you, don't wash them.
Right.
Every time, but like once a year.
They're like, don't wash them.
What?
Ever.
Ever?
And if you have to, hang them out to dry them. Don't dry them.
Yeah. I feel like guys can follow that rule, but for girls, like, we wear skin-tight jeans. Like, you stretch them out.
Have you seen Whip? Whip wears skin-tight jeans.
Exactly.
Why is it got to be all about you?
Skin tighter every day.
312-233-1019. You share what in your house, Colleen?
Toenail clippers.
Toenail clippers. Yeah. I think I could do that, too. I'd be all right with that. It doesn't freak you out at all, huh?
No, not at all.
How about a hairbrush? Would you share a hairbrush?
We do that, too.
How about a toothbrush?
Absolutely not.
How about underwear?
No.
No? Right. Creep.
Draw the line.
Just asking.
I'm hanging up now.
No? Yeah. Weirdo?
Bye.
All right. Hi, Lauren. You share everything.
Well, not everything, but... We unintentionally share, I don't know why, our cell phones get mixed up, and sometimes I'll get his text messages or he'll get my text, like, from other people. I'll receive the text messages that are meant for him or the phone calls that are meant for him and vice versa.
Right.
And we have just chosen to just be okay with that and not call the phone company to figure out what's going on.
Well, see, there you go. That's the ultimate trust right there then, right?
I think so,
The ultimate snooping.
Yeah.
Oh, you just got a text from Amber.
Exactly.
He's got it listed under a different name. Amber's actually listed under Steve. Let's get a Mixed Morning Mindbender winner right now at 8:18. Mentions of this one word are dominating Tinder bios. The use of this word is up 81% compared with this time last year. What is that one word... Sue.
It's courtship.
Courtship is exactly
courtship.
Right.
Oh.
Courtship. up 81% in Tinder bios, people seeking courtship, hoping to court one another. And they say, Sue, it's because, here's another question for you, of what show?
What the heck is it? I just watched it.
Rhymes with Schmidgerton.
Bennington something.
Bennington.
Close enough.
Right next door.
Also a great pontoon boat, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I love a Bennington pontoon. No, it's Bridgerton. Because of Bridgerton, they say, many people are now using old school language in order to attract one another. Courtship up 81%. This push for a return to the courtship-style dating of centuries past mirrors the more modern movement of slow dating, which has gained popularity in recent years as people become more mindful of a rapid swipe-based dating culture.
Aha.
Courtship. It's time to give away the big money. We are Facebook Live with it. You just witnessed the cylinder with the 21 finalist names of all our local Chicagoland Double Your Paycheck winners going round and round and round. One ping pong ball just came out.
Oh, my God.
It's time to give away big money from hundreds and hundreds of Double Your Paycheck winners. One ping pong ball came out.
Should I not say that?
Hello?
Hello, this is Kelly.
Is this Kelly Hansen from Montgomery?
This absolutely is Kelly Hansen from Montgomery.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
You just won $5,000.
That's amazing.
$5,000. Your ping pong ball just came out.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Okay. Wow, my coworkers are going wild over here.
Wow.
I'm getting elbow bumps all over the place. We're wearing masks, elbow bumping, but you still heard the hoops and hollers through all those masks.
Where do you work, Kelly?
I work for Rush Copley.
Oh, Rush Copley. There you go. Okay. Good folks at Rush Copley. Yeah. On the front lines Woo-hoo! Of everything this past year, a $5,000 winner.
Yes.
Kelly Hansen from Montgomery.
Keeps on getting more amazing.
Did you think this morning when you woke up, Kelly, that it felt like a $5,000 day for you?
You know, I was kind of feeling it. It's a beautiful day. I was kind of feeling it.
You were kind of feeling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The person that told me, she texted me this morning saying my name was called. So I have to give a big shout out to Linda in Oswego. She's amazing for making this happen.
So Linda in Oswego alerted you that your name had been pulled as one of the 21 ping pong ball finalists. And now your ping pong ball comes out, resulting in a $5,000 grand prize for you.
Amazing. Now, I have to ask, what's my pinball number? My ping pong ball number, so I can play the lottery.
I do. I've got it.
Come on, Violetta. Let me hear it, Violetta. What is it?
What number
Here we go.
It is number 17.
Very nice.
Number 17.
17.
Perfect. You know what?
That number
That's
today.
My lucky number. That was my wedding date. My wedding date.
Oh, this is all meant to be.
Totally. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
First, you get a paycheck doubled. Then you get a 17 ping pong ball. Then you get a $5,000 grand prize. What a way to kick off 2021. Congratulations, Kelly Hansen of Montgomery.
Thanks, you guys, for making this happen. I really appreciate all you're doing.
Let's hear all those people at Rush Copley one more time.
Okay, Rush Copley, let them hear ya.
Lunch on Kelly. Lunch on Kelly.
Thank you, guys. You're the best.
Thank you, $5,000. Kelly Hansen from Montgomery, grand prize, double your paycheck winner. Congratulations to everybody who won money from the mix. Time to find out top three things trending on Twitter right now. Our second check of the day, Violetta at the social media desk at number three.
Gigi Hadid trending after returning to the runway after her pregnancy. She opened and closed for Versace. That's a pretty good comeback for the 25-year-old model and new mom. She and Zayn from One Direction welcomed their daughter in September of 2020.
Oh, that's right. I forgot it was she was a Zayn partner.
Yeah, she's with Zayn.
You love Zayn, Whip.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah.
Pillow talk, right?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's Whip's good at that, too. Trending on Twitter, number two.
He's not just got what you said. Okay, Janet Jackson documentary is going to be celebrating 40 years in music, and it's coming out in early 2022. It's a two-parter because it's 40 years in one documentary, and I just find it so funny because she's a veteran, and then there's also like a Billie Eilish who just started and also has a documentary.
Everybody gets a documentary.
Yeah. Taylor,
everybody.
Make
them yourself.
That's right.
Still a good song.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Still a great song.
It really is a great song. And it's 52 years old. And trending on Twitter, number one.
John Krasinski announces New Place Part 2, Quiet Place, not New Place. Quiet Place Part 2 will be coming out in theaters on Memorial Day, May 28th. The sequel has been pushed back multiple times due to COVID-19, and Krasinski says, "We've waited long enough, it is time to get back out there."
That's the easiest script in the world to write. You just sit down with your writing partner, just stare at each other and go, "All right, there you have it, that's it." We're set. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.